Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking Truth with Pastor Dan McCluskey. Here's today's message.
Hello, and welcome to a special broadcast. I'll be reading my Facebook post dated October 15th, 2019. The subject, what are you looking at? Here we go. How do you see today? How about this week or the rest of this month? The sad thing is that there are many people that will tell you that they don't see it good at all. The problem that is that today, this week, this month hasn't happened yet. Today is only happening right now. The week and the month in the future. The question is this, why do you see the negative or why do you see the positive? This is one of the most important questions in life that you need to know the answer to. Why? Because the answer will determine how you see your future, and how you see your future will determine your life right now. If you're seeing the negative, fear, anxiety, sadness, anger, or hopelessness, it is affecting your life in an unhealthy way. You're not only breaking down your soul, that's your emotions and will, but also your body. When you're looking at life through the eyes of fear, anxiety, sadness, or even anger, medical science has proven that it is slowly tearing down your body. Literally, sickness and disease is getting a foothold in your life. When you look at life with a positive outlook, it has been proven that it will increase your lifespan. It'll strengthen your heart, your immune system, and it lowers depression rates and stress levels. Listen, my friend, you must fight for the right to be well, to be healthy, to be whole. I call this life, living life. Not just existing in life, your living life. Let me help you understand the truth about a positive outlook. First of all, a positive outlook does not stop the bad from coming. What it does do is it empowers you to cope with those stressful times. Positive thinking does not mean that you keep your head in the sand and ignore the ugly in front of you. No, having a positive outlook just means that you approach the ugly in a more positive and productive way. You think the best is going to happen, not the worst. It's time to take control of your life. It's time to live life. Don't give others empowerment over you. Don't allow others to have power over your life by being affected by what someone has said or done to you. Stand strong in life. Let me give you a few thoughts that it can help you turn your life around. First, you need to speak positively to yourself. You need to start encouraging yourself. Your self-talk must change from "I can't" to "I can." From "it will never" to "it will." Change the negative adjectives about yourself to positive ones. Remember, we're not talking about your past life, yesterday, but your life right now and in the future. Now, secondly, get around people that are positive. If you can't find any of them, make new friends. Negative people will hold you down. Continue to doubt in life and increase your stress levels. Positive people will be supportive in your life and even help you succeed in life. So it's very, very important to understand the power and influence of the friends around you. Thirdly, make sure to evaluate yourself periodically. Don't assume that just because you made a decision to change that it will happen automatically for you. It's going to take time, and you need to make sure you're not holding on to negative thoughts. When you recall those negative thoughts, tell them that it's time to go, and then speak positive over whatever the situation was. Speak positively over whatever the situation was. Fourthly, please trust God to help you. He loves you so much and desires for your life to be better. This is why he sent Jesus. Jesus says in John 10:10, the thief. Now hear this, the thief, that's the devil, that's Satan. He does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Hey, isn't this the same as a negative outlook on life? Huh? Come on now. Let's pay attention to the truths of God's word. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Jesus declared that he desires for us to have a great, blessed life. This is exactly what a positive outlook in life will do for you. This has impacted my life, I'm telling you. I sure hope you get a hold of this as well. This is your new life, and I'm expecting it to be so much better for you. I would also like to ask you something. Have you received Jesus into your life? If you haven't, you can. Please hear me right now. If you've not received, I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about this cold, irrelevant thing. I'm talking about a relationship with someone that truly, truly loves you so, so much. And if you haven't done this, you can. Just speak to Jesus right now. Talk to him. Tell Jesus that you believe in him and that you want him to come into your life. You want to be a part of his family. This isn't a religious family. This is his family. Go ahead. Ask him now. Ask him to come into your life. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I need you. I want to be a part of your life. Oh, my goodness. Once you've done that, the Bible says, and this is what you have to understand. It's what the Word of God declares to us. Call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. And what the Bible says is that when you call on the name of Jesus, what you've just done, he has come into your life. Now I want you to thank God for sending Jesus for you. Just say, thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Thank you so much. Listen, if you would like, I could send you a little pamphlet that can help you in this decision, this new life. All I need you to do is just email me with your address at office@lovelifechurch.com. That's office@lovelifechurch.com. And I'm going to send it to you. I made this specifically for people that have made the decision to receive Jesus and to help them see in the Bible the things that are necessary for them to start this new life. And listen, don't worry. You're not going to start getting a bunch of letters and a bunch of I need money requests. I mean, I promise you, you're not going to get nothing other than your little pamphlet that I made just for you. So you want it? Email us at office@lovelifechurch.com and I will send it to you. And like I said, there's going to be no other letters following, just that little gift. I love you and I want you to have a tremendous life. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Unlocking Truth with Pastor Dan McCluskey. To hear more encouraging messages just like this one, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for past episodes. If you love what you received, please consider rating it and sharing it with your friends and family. For more great content just like this, visit PastorDanMcCluskey.com.